and gone. It shall be established how long? Like the moon, even like the what? The faithful witness in the sky, Selah. All right, watch what he said. He said, once I've sworn by my holiness, I'll not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever. You know, Jesus came here. He said he shall sit up on the throne of David. You notice in that verse, that word seed is single. Notice that it's single. It didn't say his seeds, did it? I'm pointing something out. And if he's, watch this now. His seed shall endure forever. How long? Is God lying about this? All right, watch. If you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. You get it? If you be Christ, then are you who? Abraham's seed. Now watch this. Watch this. How many Jimmys you see here? But many members on this body. Just one Jimmy. If you be Christ, then I'm a member of Christ and I'm a part of that seed. Did you get it? Did you get it? And so, if he endure forever, guess what? I'm going to endure forever. I don't go nowhere. My body don't go nowhere without my head. Hallelujah. That's a hallelujah. And so when I understand this truth, when all these things come to try to separate me and divide me in my thinking, in my believing, in my deeds and action, I just put them out the way because I know I'm divinely connected and I can't be separated. They come back again. Fight. You got to fight. Scepter will come. All the other things will come. And I know you see, guess what they're doing in the news media? They're pumping every kind of evil. And how are we going to control this? Oh, God already got it under control. It's already conquered. I don't care what they blow up on this earth. It's already conquered. And you don't have anything to fear. That's what you need to do, to build your faith and confidence in the Word of God. Because these things will come. They're coming. They're coming because Jesus said they will come in the last day. You will see these things come on earth. And what people, most people do, they run from where they can find because of fear. But if you put the word first place, that word will keep you in a place of safety. And you don't have to run for anything. Hallelujah. God proved that. I mean, God approved that to under the old covenant to the people. When Pharaoh called himself going to take Israel out, didn't he? And he was charging and he ran up so far and he had to stop and said the Spirit of God that was going before Israel stopped, got turned around, went and got between Israel and Pharaoh. Pharaoh was in pitch black darkness. Israel had light all night. And they couldn't come. And even though the Israelite was mumbling and grumbling and going on, but that because Moses did what God said to do, Pharaoh couldn't come. He came so far, and he couldn't come any further. God stood between him. I'm telling you, God will stand between you and your enemy. You need to know your righteousness. You are set in a place with God. Hallelujah. So you need to know. We need to build this inside of us. I said, no, you don't. You don't come near my dwelling. You show up, you got to fight. I'm not going to tuck tail and run. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I ain't gonna cave in. I'm not gonna be listening to all these. I'm not listening. I'm not saying they're not real. If you think it's not real, you just let it get on you. But it's not gonna come in my house. This body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. God purchased it. He purchased this body. He says it wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 and 20. That's what he said. What, know ye not? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm the custodian, the caretaker of this body. I'm to keep this thing functioning while I'm here on this earth doing the will of God. You have to keep your body functioning with the anointing, with the truth, with healing, health, and all that he provided, so you can do it in comfort, do it with joy. Amen. So when you get done, you care less what to do with, because it's going back to the dust anyway. It's not going to go to heaven. You just need to function right while you're here. And no person lame, broke, sick, weak, gonna go across the land preaching the gospel. Somebody have to take you to the bathroom. You get sick enough. Right? Come on. Am I right? But if you're healthy, what can you do? I can do what I'm told. And so that's what we need to understand. That's why we take care of this body. That's why we take care of it in all ways. I mean always. In all ways. You take care of it. Because it's the vehicle that God gave you to travel to proclaim the good news. People all over this earth need to hear this truth. How much God loved them. See, people don't think God loved them because they're seeing so much stuff in the church. Come on. They don't think God loved them. They think everybody like everybody else. But we, the people of God, we need to be genuine. Yes. We need to be genuine in our faith. We need to be genuine in our love walk. And listen, it's evidence we miss it, but this, let's be quick repentance, quick to make adjustment, quick to get it corrected. Don't be making excuses for it. Just get it done. But this is what I'm going to do anyway, so why you, where did my dad say, why you him hog around about it? Oh, yeah, whatever it is. Praise God.